Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ian's a little weak, so let's keep it down while we get him situated.
Hey. Hey, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for snapping. What's the sound of one hand snapping?
My apologies to the approximately 3,000 of you out there camping, and to the 253,000 people listening in right now. Yes, I went offline for a few days there. I had a lot to wrap my mind around. I want to thank my neighbors and Mayor Mary Liz Depish for stepping up to make our visitors feel welcome. Of course, I'm paying them off, which I can afford to do thanks to you. Our tote board just hit 900K. Keep the pledges coming, though. Fillory has suggested a very good idea. We're going to start a foundation to save the world. You get to choose how, and the most popular solution wins. Thank you to my new private nurses for stepping up at this challenging juncture in my treatment. And kudos to Melanor for bringing in the good men and women of Brown...
Good people
of Brownwater Security. Which brings us to Braniel.
Yes.
Braniel, thank you for being you.
Who are they? Where did they come from, all these people?
All these people are here to help, Miss Maeve. Would you like some shortbread?
No!
Mom and Perception are very grateful for their new condo, aren't you, Mom?
Of course I'm grateful. I never saw a banana till I was 12.
And last but not least, thank you to Dolly Parton.
I never saw a banana till I was 12.
Yes, for my new state-of-the-art hospital bed and vintage rocking chair. I'm presently rocking away in it, Dolly, knitting a little sweater, as one does. Bless you, Dolly, and good luck in the primaries.
Kian, you have a Skype from Dr. Jackie?
Oh, that's my new doctor, Jacqueline Deyes. She's flying in from Paris tomorrow. Put her on.
Kian, j'ai un vagarame apocalyptique.
English, please, Dr. Jackie?
Of course. Kian, I have a feeling of apocalyptic melancholy.
Well, yeah. Dr. Jackie is working pro bono because of the rarity and...
poignance.
...of my condition. I'll let her explain while I create some score in the background.
Of course. Good morning, Junction City. Please look forward to my imminent arrival. Alors, Kian's tumor goes by many names. Fetiform teratoma, fetus in fetu, and...
homunculus.
From the Latin meaning, little man. The condition is not uncommon. 1 in 10,000 can develop a group of rogue germ cells, which are, in effect, pre-sperm or egg cells that spontaneously form a mutant clone, which we call a teratoma. From the Greek meaning monstrous mass. A teratoma might manifest as a tiny variegated clot of hair, tooth, and skin tissue, and wound within a lung, a testicle, an ovary. But then, there was the case of Vihan Shambal, a humble Indian farmer, who complained of a grossly distended abdomen. His teratoma had tapped into an artery and grown to the size of a fetus, complete with primitive lungs and beating heart. In 2003, his homunculus was extracted and it expired, leaving Mr. Shambal feeling svelte and oddly bereft. I don't believe I said anything humorous. We can safely say that Kian's homunculus is the most fully developed teratoma in recorded history. It possesses all the vital human organs, but they're not exactly where one would expect to find them. Removal will be necessary for your survival. Tomorrow I emerge in Kansas to prepare the operating theater in Lawrence Memorial Hospital. However, my Hippocratic Oath compels me to inform you that your homunculus is alive. In fact, given 2 or 3 more days of gestation, it may develop the heart-lung capacity to survive after delivery. I find myself strangely moved by its predicament. Granted, it would require round-the-clock life support for the remainder of its likely short life. In a hospital or art gallery, I have a reputable venue in mind and would refuse a finder's fee. The choice of whether to extract or deliver the homunculus is yours. I remain your most gifted and dispassionate advisor on this, the most difficult decision a parent has to make. And I look forward to our first confrontation upon my arrival. Good day.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually looking at it now on my phone. Its little mouth parts are clamped on my artery like a puppy on a garden hose. Its second eye has come in nicely on its back. It's sprouted a third arm. That's why the sweater I'm knitting is so weird looking right now. It's got 4 little ears, 2 perfect ovaries, and a huge cock. I guess some clones are not identical. I wrote this song for Joan to sing when she was pregnant. I think it's the right time to sing it again.
And if you were born, great minds just might confer to decide just what you were. As if you were something to add to what they already had. And as if knowing would not make them sad.
The news of Joan's vision of the Virgin spread fast. We pitched a permanent tent by the lake, and pilgrims started pouring in from distant trailer courts. I started charging an entrance fee so we could afford to get ready for the baby.
And if you were born, they would call you a symbol, as our need for them dwindles. A metaphor washed up on a wave, a simile pale and blind in a cave. We are all born astride our own something to, something to take care of.
By the end of Joan's first trimester, Mary was appearing to her nightly, plus matinees on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Now, I was pretty sure she was faking, but for that kind of money, I was singing Ave Maria along with the rest. As Joan's belly swelled, we started getting closer. After all, she was carrying our child. Jairo were spending a lot of time together. He built her a bassinet and a cradle with a beautiful little mobile of sun, moon, and stars.
And if we
spent worrying about what's going to happen to it.
But some will call you strange, as if you called for change. For in the times when you
Phil, can you tell Dr. Jackie that I'm not going to make any decisions before she gets here? I mean, I could be a mom. And I haven't finished telling my story. Where were we? As Joan and Jairo started spending more and more time together, I stopped going to see her shows at the lake. But one night, Jairo begged me to go. He said it was a special night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming out this evening.
I agreed. And it was special.
Thanks for coming out. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm so happy to see our little community growing. Right. I'm singing for two tonight. We're celebrating our baby's minus 1 month birthday. 30 days till cesarean.
Oh, that's cute.
I don't do pain, baby, so sue me. Okay, darling, this one's for you. Written by one of your daddies.
What? Is this a surprise?
Listen.
We meet halfway.
You wrote this? Mm-hmm. Shiro barely hears me. He pushes through the crowd to stand at the lip of the stage. Really enjoying it until
I will not rule and I will not be ruled.
I thought, what the fuck, Shy? Those are our words. This shit, I walk away. Shiro doesn't even notice.
My mother's tongue washes me. Her name
means... Kim!
What's wrong, Kim?
I'm going to a motel. Where's my roller bag?
I can't hear him anymore.
I think it's in the ceiling storage space.
I can't hear the president anymore.
You want to talk?
No, I want to leave. Fuck!
Language.
Shut up!
What are you doing?
What do you care? I mean, don't you have a fucking album to finish with her?
Oh, come on. I just wanted to surprise
with
you.
The fact that you're fucking?
Language.
We're not fucking.
You're only supposed to fuck her till she got pregnant. That was our deal.
Language.
I only fucked you the one time you were there.
Fuck you.
Language.
Shut up, Mom.
Guys, please.
Ken? Who am I? Who am I, Ken?
Don't!
Miss Maeve, are you okay?
Come on. Who am I, Ken?
You're Shy.
Yeah.
And I miss you.
I miss you too, babe. Yeah. I'm sorry, babe. It was just... I wanted to surprise you.
And that song was beautiful. I wish you had played it for me.
I was afraid that you were going to think it was primitive.
I'm sorry.
You should apologize to your mom.
Mom?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You certainly are.
You certainly are, babe.
Shut up.
Give me a little something more. Give me a little something more.
The next day I was lying on the carpet, having just woken from a dream. I didn't notice that Joan was watching me from the kitchen, rubbing her belly and sucking on a pot vape.
You said you would, you gave me your vow.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Thanks. Are you supposed to be smoking that?
Never heard of morning sickness. About any song?
Sort of. I've been writing it in my dreams.
I've done that. It's like you can only remember, like...
A little bit.
Yeah. And then you wake up.
Gone.
Fucked up, right? Can I play some more?
Yeah. See me coming. That's nice.
I think it'll make a good lullaby, don't you think?
Lullabies for unborn children. That's all I seem to write. Sorry, I don't do eye contact very well.
No?
No. Are you gonna kiss?
Oh my god. Come here.
Wow. Your lips are so soft.
What did you expect them to be hard?
Joan, I never had a boner for a woman before.
Oh my god, a boner? Well, there's no room up there for that.
Give me that vape.
Listen, Kian. I don't want to ever come between you and Gyro, and I don't want Gyro to come between us getting to know each other, and the same with Gyro and me. So if I ever feel like I'm a problem, I'll just fuck off. But I do think that if we're all the parents and we're all the kids, and even if we're all the lovers, then nobody's going to get hurt.
Okay. If this was a movie, this is where we cut to the falling in love montage for Thruples.
He's a man kept on a chain, marked for life like the head of Cain. Fears the sun and melts in rain. He's a man on a chain, but in his hand holds the key, takes in with
security. There's too much fun being had in aisle 5.
Gyro and me dashing down a Walmart aisle, pushing Joan in a shopping cart loaded down with breast pumps and diapers.
How many breast pumps do you need?
6, just in case she's a cop.
But to all three of us trying on maternity clothes, hilarity ensued.
We got 3 people in a fitting room probably doing drugs. Security,
cut
please.
Cut to stern but secretly amused security guard breaking down door and throwing us out.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Because we're on the racial spectrum that we can't afford this maternity
room. We're buying this stuff.
Final shot. Slow zoom. On my car in parking lot, we find Joan suckling me and Gyro. Smash cut to... What really happened is we all learned to get comfortably stoned on the couch in front of the TV.
70% of all women have trouble achieving orgasm.
No, 70% of all men are assholes.
Is this the only movie you own?
Yeah. Mom and Lighty are dozing while Gyro and Joan idly peel skin off my sunburned shoulders.
You're like a snake.
We could clone you.
Yeah, that's all we need. Another dad.
I wouldn't mind a hot straight one, just once a week. Oh.
What's up?
Baby just kicked me. Hard.
It will not be ruled. Hon, do you want to hit?
I'm on duty.
Go ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great for morning sickness.
Joan, when exactly does morning sickness end?
I wish I knew.
After she eats her placenta omelet.
Nice. Stealth bomber.
Oh, shut up. I'm going to make you all eat it.
I'm excited for you to be a dad.
I'm scared.
Oh, babe.
Sweet. You know, when you have fucked up parents, you don't want to have kids.
Well, they weren't fucked up. I mean, compared to mine.
Every family has its secrets.
Spill the tea. Spill
Will you
it.
Spill some on me if I get
Oh, for fuck's sake, just spill
okay.
It.
My dad was my first lover.
Oh, shut up.
What?
Is that true?
What?
Well, it was unconsummated.
Jesus.
Oh, but still.
Come on.
What?
Like, what do you mean? Like, were you abused or?
No, I'm just saying, you know, that's how it felt.
It felt like you were abused?
No, you know, they say mom and dad are always our first, right?
No.
Ugh, that's disgusting.
It's not.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
My dad, he wrote me a letter after I came out, and he said, "My dear, beautiful son, I know where you're coming from, because I've been there. For many years before I met your mother, I sought the love of men, and then I met your mother and I did the right thing, and you can too." And I said, "I'm not marrying Mom. I just won't do it."
Ken,
hmm?
I think you're your father, but later.
I once asked him if he was ever in love with a guy, and he said no. But, you know, if he did, why would he tell me, right? Because...
Yeah.
Wow. This pot's really strong.
Baby.
Oh, Ian, you're surrounded by everyone who loves you. Plus your mum.
Oh, you fucking bitch. That was really mean and so true.
No, it's not. Your baby loves you too, Kian.
What baby? I don't see a baby
yet.
Put
your head on my tummy. Listen. I love you, Daddy Key. And you too, Mummy and Daddy Jai. Better treat me right. If you do, I might just save you all. If you don't, I'll rain down destruction upon the remainder of your miserable lives.
Jesus Christ.
Why is everyone laughing? After you go, it left me crying. After you go, there's no denying. I think you're never happier as when you're waiting for a good thing. I was waiting for Dad a lot.
This is a song for you. It's called After You've Gone.
I miss you so much. There's a little piece I wrote for you on the bass.
It's just the little things that I miss. It's not anything fancy. It's just knowing that you're next to me.
Yeah, they got me a stand-up bass.
Each other so much.
I had to haul it all the way up the hill.
To find the separation is just getting hard.
That's all the songs I know, Dad. What shall I do for you now?
I'll be home.
Bye, Dad.
Don't abort the Messiah. Jesus.
Carry Thomas.
Track number 5, Crimes of the Patriarchy.
Kian, I'm down here. I'm down here at the bottom of the lake.
Vincent, are you okay? What's wrong?
I can't catch my breath.
Where are we?
Don't you recognize it? It's the Drowned Town.
The Drowned Town?
Oh. It's bad, Dad.
Okay. Where is he?
There. See the light? That's the little house he grew up in, remember? Kate, I'm so nervous I can't breathe.
Okay.
No, it's... I'm just gonna run to the surface.
Don't go. What have they done to you? Aren't you gonna invite me in?
I have to get back to my plane. Well, you're here. Come on, come on. You're letting the water in.
So this is where you grew up, huh?
No.
Why is the light fading?
Well, just... There. It's back now. I don't know how this actually works, but my playing seems to power things around here. It's sustainable, but hard work. Key, you look older. And your lovely hair is gone.
I've missed you, Dad.
Well, you have your mother.
Mom hates me.
That's just the way her face looks, chick.
But you loved me.
That's just the way my face looked.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What have you been up to?
Reading, mostly.
While I play, of course. I just finished the complete works of Dan Brown with Mixed Feelings, which is perhaps more than I could have hoped for. You were the artist of the family. You made things.
Dad, do you remember the reveille would happen in the morning and I wouldn't get up and you'd get in bed with me and you'd say, horns are blowing, buses are going, and you were not afraid to touch me then. You were not afraid to kiss me on the lips in front of the other children. And then that changed.
For God's sake, Ian.
What was it? Was it what happened in the boat?
I have
because
to get
that
back
didn't
to
affect
my playing.
Me. My Ian. First dream, I was standing at a crossroads and a man was walking away from me.
You will always seek my love in the faces of weak men and they'll always fail you.
You did not fail me. You defended me.
Your mother saw me in you and she got scared.
She said I was going to hell.
Don't forget, I was ashamed of you too.
She couldn't even look at me. You looked at me.
Well, no one was going to tell me I couldn't look at my own son.
But you looked at me so hard.
That's because I was trying not to look away.
Oh.
Look at that. Look out the window. Saturn has risen.
Saturn? Saturn ate his children. Fuck you, Kian. God damn it! You're so vain! You probably think this vision's about you. It is my fucking hallucination, so what are you gonna give me, Dad?
All right. Ki, I loved your magnificent mother. But she could never abide a smelly baby. So I stuck a pin in the condom.
You did not.
When she got pregnant, she was furious.
Are you serious?
I made a joke. She laughed. You lived. We're even. Now go home. You've got a decision to make.
Dad, don't touch me, Kian. I am not your lover. I never was. I never will be. I don't need you to be my lover. I just want you to look at me. Dad? Is that it? Is that it? Is this what happens when we die? We're alone? Yes! Yes! There's no one. It's wonderful. You know why I play this thing? When I was little, I used to sit on my daddy's lap while he laughed at Mom. He was so unkind to her. But when I put my head on his chest, his cruel words suddenly sounded low and rumbly and sweet. It was like I was hearing what he really meant. This feels the same. If I could have conceived you alone, I would have used the philosopher's stone. I should have laid my seed like a baby in the earth's warm womb. Beside it, a firefly to ease the gloom. Fed you with a dropper full of my blood to the shape of a sun crawled up from the mud. Nature could bring about a seahorse or a worm, let there be no doubt, I'd have carried you to term.
If I could have told you the future, I would have. But life is a dissolving suture. I could have unbroken the mold when you came of age, gain riches untold. We'd harness our rage. Let's lay down our burden. May the gods of the brine grant us the kindness of this vision of mine. Women are gone. God bless the cage. We built it ourselves, and no one's the wiser. There's no one left, just a couple of misers. Plenty to eat, nothing to farm. No one to meet, no one to harm. So many streets to be renamed, so many songs to be reclaimed. My son, I would give you
at that. The earth has risen. Breathtaking, isn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you think you can be good.
Dad? Will you kiss me just once more?
Kian, my light has gone out.
Then no one will see us.
Did he hurt you? No. That's good. Last time when we were all here, he hit you. This time, he drew the fourth petal. It's so pretty.
Vincent, I don't want to come back here anymore. It's too hard.
It's not up to me, Key.
Well, who is it up to?
I don't know.
Who is bringing me here?
That's a great question. Two more petals to go.
To what?
I'll see you soon, bro.
Anthem Homunculus was written and composed by John Cameron Mitchell and Brian Weller, directed by John Cameron Mitchell, executive produced by Howard Gertler and for Topic Studios, Lisa Leingang and Lital Molad, edited by Brian Cates and Ali Muni. Sound designed by Kate Belinsky and Greg Switlowski and mixed by Greg Switlowski and Timothy Korn. Recording engineers Vincent Cascione and Patrick Deravas. Associate director Zan Violento, music director Brian Kavanaugh Strong, music mix by Pat Dillette, and casting by Henry Russell Bergstein and Laura Donnelly. Featuring John Cameron Mitchell, Cynthia Erivo, Glenn Close, Nakane, Patty Lupone, Dennis O'Hare, Simone, Christopher Hanke, Madeline Brewer, Lorelei Ramirez, Ty Bauman, Stephen Winter, Julio Torres, Luke Slattery, Gail Thomas, Matthew Gilmore Wright, and Ben Foster. Anthem is a production of Little Punk and Topic Studios. For more about the show and soundtrack, go to topic.com/anthem.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.